Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino. Kasama natin ngayong umaga si Ace Gapus, Managing Director ng Blagapalooza. Magandang umaga sa iyo, Ace.
Magandang umaga sa ating mga Pinoy dito sa Australia. Masaya-masaya po ako makabalik ulit.
Oo. Bago natin anuhin yung bakit ka muling nagbalik dito, ano yung Blagapalooza? What does it do?
Oh, Blagapalooza is an influencer marketing company. So in essence, what we do is we connect businesses to bloggers and online influencers, yung mga social media personalities, ganyan. We bridge them to the brands, we connect them, and the brands can now do campaigns with the influencers.
Gaano nakatagal yung Blagapalooza?
We've been there since 2011, so I think mga 6 years na kami. But as a formal corporation, 2 years pa lang. So medyo bagong-bago. We're a young company. We're a startup.
Ngayon, nauuso yung vlogging, hindi ba? Lalo sa mga Filipino. Kahit dito sa Sydney, alam ko marami din mga Pinoy vloggers. Pero paano ba nag-umpisa ang vlogging sa Pilipinas?
Actually, matagal na yan. I would talk to mga veteran vloggers. Some of them started 1994, 1996.
Wow,
so matagal na talaga. And from what I know, vlogging really started as like a personal diary. Maalala ko yung mga naunang vlog, talagang ano pa yan eh, GeoCities, kung alam nyo pa yon. Uh-huh. GeoCities or the earlier platforms. And they would write about their day. They would, you know, tell people online.
Kumbaga,
in the internet.
Diary online.
Diary online siya. Oo, okay. Web log siya actually. So, yun, you write about your day, you write about your experiences, whatever you feel like sharing. And then it evolved. So people started posting about, you know, what they wear, what they eat, what they like, the music that they like, yung ganyan. So iba-ibang interests na rin. And there came a point where naging, I'd say, commercial yung vlogging, because apparently probably the marketers realized na okay, this is actually a good tool for us to utilize to reach markets better.
Kasama ba dito, kasi meron, di ba sa Facebook, meron yung mga pages. Kasama ba, considered ba itong vlogging?
Well, vlogging is medyo broad eh, no? And these pages, I would consider them blogging, but more on content kasi. Mm-hmm. If you look at blogs as a way of, you know, distributing content, then we can consider that. But maraming gray areas pa kasi right now, no? It's not, even in the Philippines, it's not yet standardized. And yun nga, you know, I'd love to know more about the blogging scene or the influencer marketing scene here in Sydney also.
Mm-hmm. Looking at your Blagapalooza site, medyo bata yung mga management team members ninyo. Yun ba talagang trend pagdating sa vlogging? O sino yung pwedeng mag-vlog?
Actually, anybody naman can be a blogger as long as, you know, you have content to share, you want to write about something, you want to, you know, push whatever content you want online. You can be a blogger. But yung tanong mo kanina tungkol sa management team natin na bata, talagang medyo yun ang trend natin ngayon eh sa Pilipinas. Maraming mga bata na yung nag-venture into their own businesses, and I think yung mga managers, yung mga boss, they're becoming more and more young. So iba na yung trend ngayon, parang pabata na yung mga nagiging owners of companies, leaders of companies.
Yun, nasabi mo yung owners of companies. Ibig sabihin ba, pag pumasok ka to own a blogging site, mayaman ka ba? Or
Not really. No need. What I said nga, no, you can be a blogger, whoever you are, whatever status in life you have. That's all right. As long as you have something to share, if you have good content to put out there, pwede naman. But owning a company, it's not just for the financially blessed ones, I would say. But I think it's if you have a vision to really share to people, and if you want to really benefit more individuals, why not? I mean, if you have a problem to solve, of course, go set up a company and do whatever.
Let's talk about the clientele of Blagapalooza. Nakita ko meron kayong mga blogs tungkol sa mga artists.
Yes.
Right. At sa mga businesses din.
Right.
Lahat ba kinikater ninyo or may specific lang?
We're not selective with the niche. Actually, we do have a lot of of verticals of industries in our influencer network. We have, like, of course, fashion, food, travel, even pets, health. So, marami.
So, lahat ng blogging.
Yes, we welcome whatever industry you wish to write about or whatever your interests are. And if you have, like, a personal blog lang of your personal interests, that's all right. Everybody's welcome in the network.
Ace, anong expertise mo in this kind of business? Alam ko kanina sabi mo, you've come back to Sydney dahil nag-aral ka dito.
Yeah.
What you took up?
I took up general business, general management, and I specialized in organizations.
Okay.
So it's really organizational management. I went back here because I have family and friends, so I visit them every so often. And my specialization is really general management, so it's business management, ganyan. Although my expertise in the Philippines, my work experience is marketing.
Mm.
So that's my background talaga, marketing and public relations.
At nabasa ko, you're into podcasts also?
I do. I did have a podcast before. It's called Wise Cash. I've had it since 2014. But the problem with that is I think I was too early for the time of video. Hindi pa siya yung video era eh. Malala ko, 2014, batang bata pa ang video noon. At everybody was so into, you know, Facebook, Instagram. Actually, bago pa lang noon. Masyado yata ako maaga for the time of video. But it's all right. I'm trying to revive it now. Wise Cash is about financial education. It's really one of my advocacies, and I want to educate, of course, the Filipino, especially the young ones, to how to manage your money, how to put up their own businesses, whatever. Yan yung naging topic natin noon.
Sa mga nanonood sa atin sa Facebook, yung lalo dun sa mga nag-iisip na gumawa ng blog or currently doing blogging, ano yung tips mo na mabibigay sa kanila?
I always give 3 tips, eh. 3 things. First is you have to be authentic. And I mean authentic, yung totoo, yung hindi ka nagbablog because gusto mo ng recognition or, you know, you write, you blog because you want to share something about yourself or something about your interests. Second is be consistent. The reason I think why some bloggers succeed and some do not really is because the successful ones have kept going. Yon. And number 3 is be kind because the industry is very small. I'd say many bloggers know
each other.
Oo. We're in a small circle. We meet in different events. Tayo-tayo lang din. Alam
You're talking about the Philippines.
Yeah, the Philippines. This is the Philippines. Yeah? So I think yun. You have to be authentic, you have to be kind and consistent.
Aside from nung una, kanina sabi natin na ang blogging was first considered as a diary online.
Yeah.
Pero ngayon, sa sobrang dami nung pumapasok into blogging, may kita ba dito?
Oo naman.
As syempre, long as, yung importante,
right,
diba?
Of course, may kita sa blogging as long as you know how to, of course, make money from it. And I'd say I'll be very upfront. Not all bloggers naman want to make money from blogging. I think cherry on top na lang siya, diba? Many bloggers blog because they just want to share it. Some, they blog because they want sponsors, and that's all right. Mm-mm. We have different motivations on why we do things. But yes, there is money in blogging.
Paano nagkakaroon ng pera?
Okay. The most common one is some bloggers do Google AdSense, and some bloggers have sponsorships. So right now, rising na yung sponsored posts where brands engage with these bloggers and influencers and they pay them for their posts, for their articles. Those are ways how to earn.
At syempre, yung iba talagang nagko-connect sila sa mga companies.
Yeah, oo. Syempre, of course, when you think that you have built enough trust and influence to a certain group of audience, of followers, that's a time when you can, you know, have the kapal ng mukha to even approach a brand na, okay, I want to work with you because I think I can push your brand, your content to my audience who trust me very well.
Ace, isa na lang ito. Where do you see blogging in the next 5 to 10 years?
I think the blogging and influencer marketing industry will flourish even more because that's how I see things are evolving. People are putting trust on people, on influencers, and they listen to these influencers more than how they listen to the advertising materials that they see all over. Mm. Why? Because these influencers have built, again, the trust of their followers, of their audience. And the followers see these influencers as their peers. So when a peer recommends something to you, that's something that you're personal, more likely to believe, right? Like if you compare, for example, this famous celebrity telling you to use this local brand of phone, they don't even use it, yes, right? So that's, you know, consumers are becoming more and more intelligent. You can't tell them na, okay, this famous celebrity recommended that I use this phone.
Then I will use it.
Oh. But if an influencer or social media personality tells you, oh, masarap tong bagong juice brand na to, and you know that, you know, they that person really drinks it, gusto niya talaga, that's why she's recommending it to you. And I see that the trend in marketing is going to be like that.
Big.
Yeah, the trust will be placed on influencers. So I think it's a good tool, good avenue for marketers to explore.
Marami bang mga Pilipino na papasukin ang blogging in the next 5 years?
Nako, sana. Mabuti yan sa atin, no? But again, blog for good motivations. Yeah. Have good motivations when you do something.
Maraming salamat, Ace Gapus ng Blogapalooza.
Thank you. Thank you, Annalyn. Thank you to SBS also.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.